We're focusing on the Gemara that begins at Daf Nun Chesem of Beis, going on to Nun Chesem of Aleph. So we'll just read the Gemara a bit, and then we will explore the Machlokes Tanoim that Gemara has between Tanakama, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, and then we'll examine a number of other issues that I saw collected in a Sefer, which has a rather motley crew of Midrashei Halacha. So the Gemara says here, I'm starting on the Nchesim Beis. Amar Rav, Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Besar. Generally, a sar, of course, is translated as a razor. So we're talking about Giluach Kol Aguf Besar. And Kayadua, that the, in general, obviously a Nazir is a separate halacha. But here, the Gemara has a general statement that even a regular person can be Mekel Kol Gufo Besar. Right away, the Gemara has Tekasha, from a famous din, Hamavi b'sashechi b'sa'erba hareze loikem. Here we have an onesh, a lav daraisa. So what's the heter to be mekel kol gufo b'sar? The Gemara answers, ha b'sar ha b'misvarayim. In general, this is also is the sugi in Makis, when the Gemara talks about the surim of using a razor. So again, the isur is dafka, if it's kein misvarayim, that's a makom l'hokel. That's the whole issue with shavers, how you view these lift and cut shavers. Are they kein misparayim? Are they more kein tar? Depends how close the shaver is. That's a asek shalom. There was someone in a previous shul of mine who investigated the matter for 2 years and came out with, essentially, tzorachi and godol, vashem yor enov. The older poskim were very mekel. I myself asked Ramesh Feinstein Tzatzal. I asked my Rebbe Reb Nissim Alper Tzatzal. They were mekel. Ramesh used to take the shaver and put it over here and and he held it was not a problem of tar, but today the shaves, probably the giluach today, the shaves are considerably. What?
So my Rebbe took the lift part and showed me that the plastic cuts.
Okay, so obviously they're chalukadeus. But I'm saying, that's but it. I told people to remove the lift and cut. That's what they should do, remove the lift and cut, and this way you avoid all the issues. But they have today very sophisticated shavers. Okay, that's not my issue. Anyway, the Gemara says. What? Yeah, that's what you could do that also. But then you're more or less, you have undone the whole point of the shaver. Okay, the Gemara says, Varav Gemara Bitar Koma Kein Tar. So again, Misparayim Kein Tar, that's what Chazal asked. Amrav Chiba Abram Abirchen, Hamav Bisashech Bisar Veloike. Namely, what's the Malchus over here? Yishum Lo Yilbash Geber Simlas Isha. This is the derech of women to go ahead and engage in this kind of activity. So the Gemara says, for a man to do it, it would be a lav daraisa. Meisvei, you have a stir min eubei. Here we said it's a lav daraisa le yilbash. And the Gemara then quotes, a braisa, havara seyar, enem di retolem di reseifim, only a din drabonim, not a din daraisa. The Gemara says, here also, my loke, earlier what we said, nami di koma midrabonim. We're talking about at the rabbonim level. We actually spoke about this, if you remember, perhaps you don't, I barely remember myself. But on Daf Chof Mebeis, earlier in Nazir, we discussed this, actually, this issue. And the question is, of course, the nature of the Rosh. On Daf Chof Mebeis, the Rosh Nazir, quotes a Tesefta, Yerushalmi, that there's a chile between Malkus Shel Torah, Malkus D'Araisa, and Malkus Mardus D'Rabbonin. Malkus Shel Torah, we know that Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. And in effect, when it comes to Malkus Mardus, the Gemara says in Ksubis HaChatetze Nafsho. That's quite a distinction. We spoke about this twice before. But the Rosh is the one here on Daf Chafim Bebeis who relates to the issue. Other Rishonim as well indicate the Ranik Ksubis also, I think in Perek Naam Rasa, indicates, quotes the name of the Rambam, that Malkus Mardus is Beloy Misbar. Malkus Mardus is without any specific number, and without saying Achatesei Nafsho, that's Lashon Gemara Ksubis, that the Rashi quotes, and the Rani Sekasha actually, on the effect, because we see that the this is more chomer than the Malkus that's given in the Torah. And in some respects, it is more chomer. As I said there, we're talking about, in the case of Malkus in the Torah, the very specific number, Aboyim Yakenu Lo Yosef, And Yosef Lakosva Elo Makar Rabba Nikla Chichal Einecha. The pasuk says, "Mashen Kin Hira Chetetzin Nafsho." The question: what's the term Makos Mardus? Someone asked me that, so I looked in Rishonim. I saw Rishonim write either Mardus Milashon Marida, because he's Meir B'Divrei Sofrim, because he does not accept Dinim D'Rabbanim. That's what they call Makos Mardus. Or some say the word Mardus refers to Lashon Hachna. One should be Nichna. Okay, fine. Whatever the case, I'm going on Nun Testament Aleph now. Ika di Amri. Om Rav Chiya Ba'aba. Om Rav Yechanan. Hamav Reis Hashech Reis Ha'erva Loke. Yishum Lo Yil Bash Geber Simlas Isha. And as I mentioned, this was quoted by Alocha in Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry? Nun Testament Aleph, yeah. Om Rav Aleph, yes. Yishum Lo Yil Bash Geber Simlas Isha. This is quoted by Alocha. If you look in Yerodea, you have in front of you actually the whole... Xerox, Simon Kufbe Beis. If you take a look on page number 9, Mechaber, we're going to discuss this in a few moments. But Mechaber means the halacha. Hamabir, I mean, Sif Aleph in Kufbe Beis. Hamabir, Sarbe Tashechi, Rebbe Erba, Afil Misra'an Kaintar, or Yimakana Somagas Madus. And then there's a qualification which we'll have to see in the sugya. B'medra amurim b'lokim shim avirin osu el nashim k'dei shelo yitaken atzmo tikun nashim. Somehow this is an issue of lo yeh kli geber al isha tikun nashim. Al b'mokim shim avirin oto gama nashim im hevir im akimoto. The question is today, you know, that's the issue that is raised by Poskim, modern day Poskim. What's the, what is the know-how, what is the mediniyut? The world has changed. Maybe you didn't notice. It's changed radically, even in terms of these kinds of issues. Now, you have the question, how do you... it's not easy to go ahead and draw lines, to delineate clear lines regarding, let's say, this specific halacha let's talk about right now, about being mavir, sar shel beit ha'erva or beit ha'shechi. It's become much more common for all kinds of reasons. Is that considered to be today tikkun nashim? That's what the Mechaber seems to say. It's a function of the zeitgeist. It's a function of what the... Now the question is, who do you judge by? Do you judge by people who are not necessarily, following the course? Or do you judge dafka by Shomri Torah Mitzvot? So generally we assume that we judge lichora by Shomri Torah Mitzvot. What do they do? As opposed to, we're not going to follow all the wayward behavior of the Umot Olam. That's also going to border on another issue that someone asked me about this morning. I may talk about it a little bit. I discussed this with our Rebbe, Hagaon Avraham Lichtenstein Tzatzal, 50 years ago. I wanted to get a handle on Chukasem Lo Seilecho. Tesis writes in the Zohar, Daf Yud Aleph, that Chukasem Lo Seilecho applies to anything that has a connection to the Zohar, number one. Number two, it's something that borders on Pritzut. Again, that's a very difficult thing to define. And something that is B'li Shum Siba, B'li Shum Nimuk. There's no basis, no explanation for a person, that which a person does. That's also called Chukseim Lo Seilecho. That's quite a wide-ranging kind of statement. And we don't even know exactly what he's referring to. But okay, but here, the Mechaber in okay, I can discuss that. That Rav Avadya has a famous tshuva about, you know, he was Mako many, many years ago on a radio program. He was Mako. He said, better than wearing a mini. Better for a woman to wear pants. So the only issue would be with wearing pants, especially pants that are cut for feminine reasons, for women. You know, they're larger, they're baggier, whatever the nature of those pants are. So it could be there's no violation of this halacha, lo yeh kli geber al isha. If it's cut for feminine purposes, it may not be called a kli geber. That's those who are mekel argue. And he argued also, in terms of tzniut, it's better to do that, then wear the mini. It's the Bechai B'miyat Rabbi, Kos Chazanish, and others that are better to choose among the lesser of two evils, like in Lahavdil, that he used in elections. It's all Ra. So Bechai B'miyat Rabbi, the friend who's Daiti, I don't know how to go about doing that, but to my mind, to quote Rav Soloveitchik, one of his moments when he's to quote Rav Chaim Briska, and all the parties in Poland, a plague on your home, and your home, a plague on all your homes. So he wasn't exactly. Politics is the art of sheker, so it doesn't make a difference. Mali sheker po, mali sheker sham. Anyway, okay, that's just a chagav. But here you see from the Mechaber that he understood that this issue of being mabir, sabit, hasheker, b'sa'erva, is a function of min hagamakom. that whatever, we're talking about from people. We're not talking about the world at large. The world at large, there's all kinds of crazy things. Not going to be the barometer for how we behave. I'll just give you, a woman asked me the other day regarding the Siman Ayin Hey, what's the Shulchan Aruch, a very famous halacha regarding women, stockings, and the like, and all that. That's another issue. Many years ago, I discussed it with Rabbi Nevinson Shlita. So he told me, Min Hagam Makom, Be'al Tzisrael, that they just have to wear gabayim. I says, Mi kavata min hagazeh? I asked him. So he says, Shulchani Omer, Hasistahut Shal Yerushalayim. It's not so clear that that's the case. And Minhag HaMakom varies, depends on the specific zeitgeist or area that you live in. And I discussed also with Abba Lechassin as well, many, many years ago, before I began MMY and all that. So these are a lot of discussions I had with Gedolei HaPoskim and Gedolei HaRosh Yeshiva Shel Doreinu. Okay, but here he's pretty clear what the criteria is. I'm going to get to it in the Gemara in a few moments. I just wanted to read this verse because look at the Ramah, Afil L'chadchid HaShori. Rak hachavirim nimla'im b'chol makom. So it could be, if it's a place, shemavir oto gam ha'anashim, not only in makin oto makin marvut, but the Ramah says it's mudal chachila. So you have to know what the minog is. I don't know exactly if someone did a statistical study of this. I didn't do any such study. I didn't plan on doing it either. I have better things to do with my life. But whatever the case is, this is permissible. Again, as the Yishach said, makom shemavir oto gam ha'anashim, it would not be considered to be a violation. Now, I'm going back in the Gemara for a second. The Gemara now says, I continue on the third line of Nun Testament, Al Meisvei, Havarat Seyar, Eina Medivre Torah, Medivre Sofrim. So here again, we have a Stira. The first statement of Rabbi Yochanan said, there's an Issa D'Oraisa, you get Malkus, and I was saying it's only a Rabbanan problem. So the Gemara said, Hudiyama Ki Aitana, the Tanya. And here's what we have to now study the next 10 lines carefully. That means you get Malkus, Menatorah, a lav d'oraisa for this kind of depilatory activity, a betashechi b'se'erva. What does he do with this? So here we have a famous machlokes tanoim, which we have to understand a little bit. What is this pasuk telling us? And the Rishonim, by the way, on the Chumash, if you look at the Rishonim, they focus on why is there a distinction between the language. When it comes to a woman, it says, lo yiyek li gever alisha. And when it comes to a man, lo yilbash gever asim alisha. Why is there a shinui lashon? A woman...
Because the Gemara is not too great. They teach the halacha.
Correct, obviously.
So the question is, why is it to change the Lashon?
Why they change the Lashon, exactly. I tell you, this always reminds me of, Asalvechik once said a shiur on this, the chil between Tfilin Shayyad, Tfilin Shayrosh. It says, Ukshartam la'osa yadecha, v'ho yulib totofas ben enecha. It means here the language is the language of an act of shira, and there the language is the language of v'ho yu. So the Rav has many chidush Torah regarding the chil between Tfilin Shayyad, Tfilin Shayrosh. One is the Maisa Kshira. I think there are Rishonim, as you know, we don't pass like that. That held you have to make the Kesh every day. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, quoted by Teisa Menachos, Teisa in a few places, quotes the Shita. We don't do it. What we do is we have Mahadik. We simply tighten the Kesh, we make it taut, and that's how we hold Ukshartam, Osa Yadecha, what it refers to. But here also, it says Ukshartam, and then it says Vahoyu. What's the Mazeh Vahoyu? So that's the Shaila, whether you make two brachas, Machok the Machab Ramah, Machok the Ramah, Baliatesis. When they make two brachas, one bracha is totally on this issue, because it says there's no action that's associated with Tefillin Shavosh. It says, V'hoyu l'tatovas ben enecha. That means, V'hoyu l'shon havaya. It should be like a keser. Many Rishonim interpret the bracha we say, V'chasa shacha, otei, sabba sifara, refers to Tefillin Shavosh. V'ro kolam yos kishev Hashem nikru alecha v'yorim imbeko, elu Tefillin Shavosh, gemaran brachas, gemaran menachas, because that's a diadem, a crown around a person's head. So there's a din of havaya that it should be, as opposed to an act. And therefore, it could be, you don't make a bracha on the Tefillin Shavosh. The bracha of Ukshatim refers to both the Shira and the Tefillin Shayad. So here also, there's a symbol, I'm just comparing it just by way of analogy in terms of the language, that here it says, Lo yia kli geber al isha. And then it says, Lo yil bash geber simba isha. So as you mentioned, this, yes, again, the Shinu Lashon, but the Gemara's got a darshan. It says the Gemara that my tamalomer, im shalom yilbash ish simlas isha, the isha simlas ish, harikvanem ha-to'evahi. Pasuk says, ki to'avas Hashem kol ose eile. So that's considered to be the way Rashi quotes the Chumash, That's an act of znus. Rashi calls it a to'eva, that for a man to wear the garb of women, and for women to wear the garb of men. So here, ve'en kan to'eva. Here we don't see what's the issue. Ella, the Gemara says, shalayu bash isim bas isha, biyoshe ben hanashim, biyisha simlat ish, v'teshe ben hanashim. That seems to be the issue. Namely, the essentially consorting with the other gender, but what does it mean? For the purpose of Zlus. We're not talking about Stam, a man talking to a woman talking to a man. There are some actually who interpret this in that sense, but that's totally on a Lavush, it's totally on other issues, whether...
You said you can't talk to a woman without a woman?
I don't know where you travel, but there are... I don't travel in those circles, but there are circles where people have such a conception, and one of the Gemaras they quote is this Gemara here. Even this Gemara has absolutely nothing to do with that. Ki huze, en l'zashum kesher. And we generally hold like the position of Lavush. Anu, hitragalnu liyot ben anashim. That's the Lavush quoted by the Poskim, the Halacha. So we're not talking about where Chas v'Shalom. What?
Very hot topic. And people can go to a woman's bathroom and say, I identify as a woman.
So I was about to raise that topic, but you jumped the gun. That's exactly what
the high school sports. It's like,
yeah. This is not a simple issue, a very complicated issue. Okay, I'm just pointing this out first. The position here of the Tanakama. Tanakama expresses the Isser in terms of Yoshe ben Hanashim and Teshe ben Hanashim. I can't. I said, Dr. Mazenkis, I'm not. Okay. Anyway.
Is it Yeshiva?
I mean, Teshe Ben Hanashim, we're talking about the Shem Znus. That's how, if you look at the Rashi. Rashi says here, if you look at the Rashi on page number one, I have the Rashi over here. Lo yek legev al isha, shete, Rashi said, doma le ish, kidei shetelech ben hanashim. Shein zu l'shem niuf. That's what Rashi, Rishonim basically more or less take that tack. We're talking about where the pasuk at the end more or less expatiates. Kitoras Hashem elokei kol osei ele. What's the to'eva? Can lead the day to'eva. Lead the day niuf. We're not talking about the person having a conversation with a woman who's his business partner, or a person having a conversation with a woman who says to him, "Shabbos or Shalom Aleichem," and he responds to her. That's not lechura what the Gemara Bechlal is talking about. What this pasuk is talking about. Bechlal not in l'zashum keshe. And the lavush. That's the basis for the. How shall we put it? The world that's no to the Hakel, I'm talking about myself, that we were founded, established upon that. Namely, that Titragalno, the Yod Ben Anashim, to be covered abrias and Shalom Aleichem, and whatever business discourse takes place, so that's considered to be something which is appropriate and permissible. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk, the way Rashi defines it very clearly, is talking about where something is done, L'shem Ni'uf, and that's how the Torah ends it, Kitoras Hashem Elokecha, Kol Ose Eilem. Okay, but I'm going back in the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes shows the Tanakama, who has that position. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Minayin shelo teitzei isha b'klei zayin l'melchama, is the famous Targum Yonos ben Uziel. Targum Yonos ben Uziel, on this pasuk, that's what he quotes, namely klei zayin, that the woman to have weapons is considered to be a violation of tamalom lo yek klei geber al isha, lo yibash geber sim bas isha, shelo yitakin ish b'tikune isha. So this is on the spot, Targum Yonos ben Uziel, he claims there's an isha daraisa that's involved over here, namely for a woman to essentially take up weaponry. We're not talking about women who live on the Svar in Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about women who are in a position of sakona. There's no question that Mutl the Gamri, that they have the right and the probably the obligation to go ahead and carry weaponry with them in order to habol ha'orgo ha'shkem ba'orgo. That's Ram Shutim. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking here about just stamazay, for a woman to go ahead. And this is where the issue of the army, women in the army, that's where this issue comes into the fore. But this Targum Yonos ben Uziel is out of the box. It's not the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk. He interprets it the way Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says here, that Klei Zayin Namelchama. But the Gemara then says, Amar Nachman, Binazim, what?
It's also connected to Niyuf.
So that's the question, whether this is connected to Niyuf. But Pashas, it is not. But Pashas, he's saying a separate and independent kind of Isor. Namely, lo yek li geber, lo yek bash geber sim bas isha. It's true. It says at the end of the pasuk, kitar bas Hashem kol osa eila. What does it do with the end of the pasuk? So the answer is that did in and of itself considered to be to eva. The Gemara has in Saita, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that in a milchamis mitzvah. So we know that we have there. I mean, first we can start with the sugya in kedushim before we get to the Gemara in Saita. The Kedushin said, Dakar Shalish, Latzeis Lamechamah, and Dakar Shalisha, Latzeis Lamechamah. That's Gemara that Beis Nova Beis in Kedushin. Then you have the Sugyan Saita, where the Gemara says, in the Melchemes Mitzah, Chasim Echedra, Bekal Mechupasim. That's Rav Zevin Zatzal wrote a famous essay. And that essay was supposed to be included in his Sefer, most famous Sefer of Rav Zevin. He wrote many, many Sfarim. He was a Lubavitcher Chassid, a very keen Lubavitcher Chassid attached to the Friedrich Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Schneerson. So he wrote, I think his most famous Sefer is Hamoadim Balocha, unbelievable Sefer. I don't know if you know the Sefer. Absolutely, Abraham the Chassid to quote the Sefer all the time. He basically summarizes, you know the Sefer, Abraham. It's an unbelievable Sefer. Someone told me they translated into English. So they probably did. So Hamoadim Balocha, basically he more or less has there a precy in his all-encompassing way, the man who called Torah Kula. And he more or less, but the beautiful Hebrew, the style is absolutely wondrous. Wondrous Hebrew style. And he wrote, and so he also wrote an essay on that Gemara in Saita, that Kala Chasu Mechedu, Kala Mechupasa, during Melchemes Mitzah. So he argued that we are in the Melchemes Mitzah here in the state of Israel. The Rambam writes, when he defines Melchemes Mitzah, Miyat Tzor Shebo Aleim, Lashon Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, that the Tzor Shebo Aleim, we're constantly under attack. We've been under attack since the founding of the state, 1948, where I don't think that anything has ended. I once heard from Avraham Kamenetsky, and when I met him in the 1983, in the two-hour conversation I had with him, this is among the questions I posed to him, because I heard in his name that when Rav Hutna Zatzal was taken by Shevi in the early 70s, so there were members of Rav Hutna's yeshiva, I think a family called the Fuchwanger, very wealthy mishpacha.
Fruchthandler.
Okay, Fruchthandler, sorry. So that family was ready to ransom Rav Yitzchak Hutna for millions of dollars. And they were ready to take it, whomever the terrorists were. They had no difficulty taking it. So they asked the Shaila of Rav Moshe what to do. So he said to ask Rav Yaakov, Rav Yitzchak, it's awesome. Why is it also to take that money? First of all, the Mishnah Gittin, that we're afraid when you start, I mean, the Shalit business, the same story. I mean, but some Amish and Mishnah, Sugas and Gittin, and the Gemara, but beyond that,
they get an appetite.
Yeah, okay, they get an appetite, but beyond that, Rav Yaakov argued that we're living Arayom Hazeh, Bizman Melchama. And Bizman Melchama, there's no ransom. We don't do any ransom in Bizman Melchama. So they asked him, Melchama, what Melchama is he talking about? Since 1948, he said, Melchemes Yisrael, Miyatzor Shabbat Aleim. They want to attack us, and they want to, unfortunately, do all kinds of things to us that are not so, they're not necessarily, not all of them, but obviously those that want to attack us, etc. So if the halachas of ransoming don't apply. That's what Yaakov said. So I asked him in 1983 that I heard that in his name. So he smiled and told me, yeah, that's exactly what he said. And so, again, I'm saying all this again in terms of the issue of the Gemara and Saita. So if you look there in the Kesher Mishnah, what?
The good shiur.
One second. I'll get some edge. I didn't really plan on discussing any of this, but you sort of shut. Okay. Very nice. I'm not into hot topics. I'm just into, I'm into learning. Anyway, but the Bekitzer, the Kesem Mishneh, one second. The Kesem Mishneh claims in that Gemara, that's what the Mefarshim, look at the Kesem Mishneh. He said, no, the Gemara never meant that a woman takes up weapons and actually goes to war and is in the Kravi unit, the Commando unit here in Saul. No, it means that they're behind the lines. And they're essentially sustaining the soldiers that are on the front lines, but they themselves are not on the front lines. Okay, that's not really my issue. I had enough of this in BMTL. I don't need any more now. But anyway, I'm just telling you the basics of regarding this matter. So Abdak Kamenetsky was essentially saying that all these halachos said, Mechemes Yisrael Miyatzar Shabbalim is Mechemes Mitzvah. So there's no question. If there's a need for, it says, Kalam Yichupasa, it's a pretty clear Gemara. Even though the Kesem Mishneh and others interpreted on the back lines, not necessarily in the front lines. That's, of course, not a chatchila. But as I said a moment ago, Poskim right today, people who live in the Sfar, and people who live in all these areas in Eretz Yisrael on the border, there's no question women have arms. And there's no question that they have to have arms. They have no choice. And Shum Sofik, it's not a violation of this halacha. Okay, but I'm interested. I'm going to finish the Gemara first. I want to discuss the machlekes a little bit. Okay, that's the question. What is the machlokes? I'm going to get to that in a second. That's a possibility to interpret the machlokes of Lozman Yaakov and the Tanakhama in terms of what you said. Because the L'chura, Lozman Yaakov does not at all. He lomit chashev imatoeva. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says at the end of this pasuk, ki soavas Hashem elokecha lo se'ela. So that seems to be what you just suggested. It's one suggestion in the machlokes. I believe that there are other approaches I would like to suggest, if you don't mind, in a moment.
So I said two possibilities.
I have three or four possibilities. I'll get to it in a second. But the Gemara continues and says over here, shol yisakin ish b'tikuna isha. By the way, that's also klei ziyunim, again, based on this Targum Yonasim Ruzil, that some interpret to mean weaponry. That's what a woman should not gird herself with. Others say no, it refers to, we're talking about klei ziyunim of a man are tzitzis and tefillin and the like. Those are klei ziyunim. That's another discussion. Because tefillin is Ramah. The Ramah Shulchan Aruch says that a woman should not wear tefillin. Ramah says, even though women can mekai a woman's sasesh, as man grama, mochin. Issue machah if a woman wears tefillin. And this today is also, in the United States, it's more of an issue than it is over here in certain schools and the like, etc. I'm talking about high schools and where women, there are women who wear tefillin. Bismanein, the Gemara speaks about it, the Gemara Ervin. So, Michal Bashal, I'm not going to get into all they claim in the name of, people tell this to me all the time, Rashi's daughters wore tefillin, I don't know what they're talking about, no, they have no makaris for anything, I just stop saying.
Rashi's daughters were a little more modest also.
Okay, Bessayda said. Oh, Lomashani. Anyway, so here we have Machlokas, and the Gemara says here, Amram Nachman, bin Nazir Mutar, v'les Silchus
HaKavaseh. Michal Bashal says, that's it.
So now, that's what I just mentioned, the Gemara Ervin. I'm just saying that here, so Gemara has a machlokes here. So now if you look in Mishonim and what Rabbi Baum mentioned a moment ago. What's this machlokes here between the Tanakama, Elazar, and Yaakov? I'm just now saying Lefi Apshat. So before I say this, there's a Sifrei I saw actually this morning. I didn't actually Xerox the Sifrei, but I saw the Malbim quotes a Sifrei on this pasuk here. Le'ilbash klegeber, lo yekligeber alisha le'ilbash geber simbas yisho, kisoavas Hashem alker alosa eile. So the Sifrei, I wrote it down, says the following. Lo yeh kli geber al isha, b'chima abo akosu l'lamdeinu. What does this first pasuk come to teach us? So it says, shelo tilbash isha kelim levanim. A woman should not wear kelim levanim. White begadim. V'ish lo yitkaseh bidei tzivoni. And a man should not wear colored clothing. That's the kasha, that the Sifrei is. Answer the Sifrei, Tamalomar to'eva, is what Rabbi Baum was referring to a moment ago. Davar habali de to'eva. I'm reading the Sifrei. Only if it's going to lead to to'eva, women always wear white. Yom Kippur. I grew up actually in a shul where all the women wore white. That was the minhag makom. So klalosha davar, says the Sifrei. One second. Shelo tilbash isha, masha ish lovesh, v'telech lebein ha'anashim. That's what she should not do. She shouldn't dress in men's clothing, in male clothing, in male attire, and then go and hang out with men. And a man should not adorn himself with all kinds of kishutim that are generally worn by women, and go and essentially align himself with women. That's the first opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, I mean the Sifrei. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, minayin shel tilbash isha klei zayim v'teitzei lemilchama, the way we have it on Gemara. She should not take on weaponry and go out to war. Tamaloma lo yekli gevrim. V'ha'ish lo yitkashay b'tachshitei nashim. Tamaloma lo yilbash gevrim simlas isha. So there are several possibilities of interpreting this machlokes. One Rabbi Baum a moment ago suggested, because the first man the Omer says about a woman wearing white clothing and a man wearing colored clothing, there's nothing wrong with a man wearing a blue, beautiful shirt that you have over there. Another one, a striped beautiful blue shirt, etc. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it whatsoever. There's no halacha, the Moshe Sinai, that you have to wear white, you have to dress in white. There's a minhag yeshiva, they claim it's a Gemara Baba Kama. I discussed it with Davar and the Chassim. I never saw him wear a non-white shirt. So I asked him. I asked him everything. So never saw him wear a non-white shirt. So he told me, Gemara Baba Kama, Tamil Chacham dressed both in Sanua. But there's nothing wrong wearing a blue shirt or any other shirt. Now, the question is, should a man wear a flamingo shirt? What? I didn't ask him that. I played basketball with him. He was quite good. But I don't think he wore anything else that I saw him. Starting from 1968, so until his p'tira. And I never saw him wear anything other than that. I think some of his children wear actually colored shirts, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know them so well. But anyway, there's no Issa B'davar, period. I know two or three Talmidei Chachamim, even I would call them, one of them is a Gadol Yisrael, he bedavka used to wear a blue shirt, a very nice blue shirt, just to make a statement. I won't say his name, because then already, who knows what you might think of him. I hope not. But anyway, the Kitzur, how do you understand this Machlokes? So either you can understand the way Rabbi Bauman understood it, you see that even the Sifrei, and even the Gemara, one of them is Chashi with Toeva, the other one is not. But it says an apostle. What does he do?
The second, you only go down the second stage.
Correct. Exactly. That's what you have to say. Now, but I want to just suggest a number of possibilities when we examine this Machlokes. Let's start with the Tanakhama. And here in the Gemara. Either Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to wear a beged that is normally associated with the other gender. That's the position of the Tanakhama over here. The way the Gemara expresses it. Shel yolbash ish simlas isha. That's asur. And now the question is that also in and of itself? Well, the Issa is only where you have the other Tanai, namely, Isha Yoshev Ben HaGvarim, V'ish Yoshev Ben HaNashim. And so I'm asking, is that considered to be, is there a tzorech also with Yeshiva Gam Yamin HaSheni? Without that, so, because at the end of the day, what's the Rekha for the Issa? That's what you're mentioning. The Rekha is the Toeva. Ki Toeva means Uli the Deniyof, as Rashi commented. So that's the question. Now, question number one is, Tanakhama could very well be, he holds, no. Etzem levishat hamin. Levishat habegesh lomin hasheni. That's ebzema shasur. And maybe you say, no. There's also a need for both of these elements. Namely, not just the min hasheni beged, but rather also the fact that you're sitting and consorting with members of the opposite gender. That's one approach. And the reason why I say the second, namely, if you need the tanai of Yoshev ben Isha, or Yoshevet, Ben HaGvarim, because of what the end of the pasuk says. A second possibility.
Ever have that in the Raisa, where it's just a protection to come to Nisar?
Not at the Raisa level, I agree with you, but here, the way the Gemara expresses it, the Gemara seems to say, El Shalol Yilbash Ish Simlat Isha Bi Yoshe Ben Anashim, seems to put the two together. That seems to be part of the Din Dar Raisa, that this may be a Tanai, the Din D'Araisa, or no, it's possible that this is not really the
same thing.
Now, the Sachmot also, okay, that it may be, I'm not sure it's exactly analogous. The way the Rambam, you coined the Rambam Shita, let's say the Rambam Shita, that the Sachmot has to be Hamevi de Maise, brings all the way to Lav Shem Maise, the actual, the big Machogis Rishayni regarding that. Okay, I hear your analogy. I mean, that's in the D'Araisa, and you also have this element of... That, I mean, the Rambam brings this from the Kerem, of Nabos. Nabos HaYisraeli there in Melachim Aleph and Perek Chaf Aleph. There he was taken, the Kerem was taken by, Izevel orchestrated the taking of the Kerem with Edir Sheker, all kinds of things. So then the Rambam brings it right from there that the issue is the issue of Gezel. But Gezel, you're only over on if there's a Maise, if there's an action. Gezel, you're not over. If you have a machshava, of course, having such machshava is not good, but there's no isa, there's no violation. Okay, I hear what you're saying. They're also in a similar kind of way. But okay, but there's another possibility. I think another possibility is to explain the Gemara. Tanakhama holds that there's an isar, bilavishad, beged echad, bilvad, shel min hasheni. But it could very well be that, and this is what you're suggesting now, and maybe that's what David is saying, maybe there's a need for levush, which somehow has a potential possibility of engendering this kind of erroneous impression. I mean, someone who is observing this will think that we're talking about a member of the other gender. I'm just trying to understand the possibility. I hear his kasha in terms of the daraisa. Just like you don't have by daraisa l'chatchila b'di'evet. No such thing as l'chatchila b'di'evet din daraisa. It's all l'chatchila. The whole din daraisa. The reason why I write like that in Sukkah Rishon write it explicitly. See, you also. That the way we have to try to define delineate what the nature of the Issa is according to Tanakhama. The reason why I say this is because regarding these questions that I just raised, one could say mitzad asvara, if the whole Issa is only when we are going to sit with the min hasheni, with the other gender, so then then we have, can only this Issa can only come about if we have, let's say the other gender is very clear whom they are. I mean, physiologically, it's clear that they're a member of the other gender. If they're a member of the other gender, so then I would say, if that's the Isser, so then we need that kind of situation where it's very clear that you're sitting with a member of the other gender. But if I hold the Esim Levisha as Isser, so even if, let's say, I have one item, one article, which is associated with women. Okay, the problem is that today we have so many unisex garments, I don't even know how we could define. The Poskim already a long time ago speak about wearing unisex garments. There's no issue, for example, let's say a person is, you're freezing, you're living in, you decide to, as I did, sleep in a sukkah in Toronto with minus 20 degrees and wind chill. So then you borrow your wife's, her sweater, I don't know what, her, they call it, what was that?
Shawl
or something along that. That's not us. For sure it's not us. There's no intention whatsoever. There's no to'eva involved. You're simply doing it for chimum purposes. And that's poskim ameko. There are many, many poskim. Even shalon archi, you can see actually those that ameko. But I'm simply asking whether the isur is the levisha, wearing a beged of a second min. And the question, it has to be clearly a beged which is feminine in nature, which is very difficult today to, really much more difficult today to define. Because there is, I don't mean, I'm not using the term which is used in this vein, cross-dressing. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about taking a garment which is could very well be unisex. It's worn by men, but by women. So that would not be, I'm talking about a clear, I don't know how you define it, but a clear garment that's clearly of one gender. That's what I'm talking about. So somehow, again, you have to assume, now this is discussed by the Rosh, by other Rishonim over here. The question is whether the Arach Mishor has a lengthy Erichas. You saw the Arach Mishor on Nuntes. You have to take a look at the Arach Mishor. It's in the small print in the back. That's a Meridik Sefer, unbelievable Sefer, and loves it. You need a whole week just to be with him. So he discusses whether, and this maybe also I'm going to talk about it, I don't know if I'll have time, is Ribui Seyar considered to be Noi, and therefore on a person's goof, let's say on a male, on a body of a male, is that called Noi? Not just Sar Shabarosh. Maybe in general. I mean, that. How do you, what, and that would answer the question, is that, what's called to'eva? Remove it, might be to'eva. Or it's something that identifies a male in certain respects, and therefore the identification cannot be tampered with. You know, tamper with that identification.
That be
that's the question. I'm trying to respond to your question as best I can. It's very, I'll tell you, if you look in the Rambam, since I already, the Rambam in Perek Yud-Bez, you have it here also. Look on page number 8. So the Ram, look how he defines these Isurim. The Ram in Perek Yud-Bez, Halacha Tes. We'll start there. Halacha Tes. You have to move it sideways. You don't mind. The Ram says here, Havaras HaSeir Mishar Guf. I mean, he talked about Halacha Ches, which is not, we're talking about the Safam. Talking about the mustache. You know, the Poskim point out, if it interferes with a person's ability to eat, so that the Rambam writes, it shouldn't be ma'akev achilu shtiyah. But then in the Halacha Tes, it tells you, Havarasar, Mishar Guf, Gilum, Besashecha, Beserva, Eino Osim and HaTorah, the Rambam says. There's no Isa Daraisa to be Mavir, Sar, Betashechi, Beserva, Elam Dibre Sofim, Ba'amaviro, Makinas, Makas Madras, what we mentioned earlier. Ba'bed, Ba'amurim, Ba'bakum Shem, Ma'vino, So Elo Nashim, Kidai Shel Yitaken Atzmo, Tikun Nashim. Ava, Ba'amakum Shem, Ma'vino, Ha'sear, Anashim, Ba'anashim, Im heavier, ain't makin also. Umut alav esir shari vorim b'misparayim b'chol makom. So the Rambam says here, that's in halacha tes. Halacha yud, the Rambam says, look at this then already. Lo tade isha ade ish, don't she tassim b'rosha, mitznevet al kova, o tilbash yiryom, chayotzi bo. Or she shib m'galeach rosha ke ish. I mean, there are, I don't know if it's, what's the story today is. Feminine style haircuts.
Everything.
What?
Everything.
Everything, that's correct. It's very hard today to define that there's something called a feminine style haircut as opposed to a masculine style haircut.
But the Rav is saying that it's Tali and Shmir as a mitzvah. That's, we're defining it by the Shem and Torah mitzvahs, right?
Yeah. I think that's according to both the Rambam and the Mechaber. Well, what people who have Shem and Torah mitzvahs do? As opposed to the world at large. The world at large is really not a factor. What I mentioned before in Siman Ein Hey, what I mentioned, Rabbi Devinson, the sister of Yerushalayim. So, Lechura, we're only, who's Koveya? Only the observant Jews, not people are not observant.
Changed.
What?
If that's the case, then it couldn't have ever changed from Europe.
No, no.
The styles creeped in, and then people started.
Okay, so that's exactly the point. That it could very well be. Look at the rights over here. In this halacha, look at halacha Yud. In halacha Yud, he says here.
You have influence from the outside, slowly.
That's right.
Generation or two.
Look what he writes in halacha Yud.
You have four people.
Nisana, look in halacha Yud, the Rambam. When he says here, Lotada Isha De Ish. We mentioned these things. And he says, "Chali zav kin makom sheim lavshim otam akelim veim asim otam chali ela andashim akol kiminig amedina." So he's talking about, obviously, as I said, from women. Isha ada ade isha v'isha shatza ade ish lokin. So they're going to get malchus. Yeah. So the Rambam here
is the country at large where they're going.
One second. This Rambam in Halacha Yud, he says even levisha shel tachshit. The Rambam holds it's awesome. That's based on Abelzman Yaakov, based on the gears that we have in our Gemara. That's what Abelzman Yaakov's position. As it comes out, Halacha test, he says, Abelzman Yaakov does not ask him in the Torah regarding Havarat Haseh, Beit HaShechem, Beit HaErva. That's not ask him in the Torah. That's in Halacha test. I saw the Netziv, for example, writes in his parish on the Sifrei that I cited earlier, the Netziv actually says, Abelzman Yaakov holds that there's another dimension of the Issa in the Torah, where a person does a specific action that, again, in their body, and that, in effect, identifies their personality in a clear kind of way. That's asa. And that's the same as levisha bigdei hamina sheni letzarach to'eva. Now, the Rambam passes with Rav Elzman Yaakov. He seems to pass me like the second shita, Rav Elzman Yaakov. And according to the Gemara, that asa is tikunim, not only tachshitim, chitzoniim, so apparently that would be, what would be asa? Something that defines a feminine kind of trait, that would be asa min ha-Torah. But it's very, as Halacha Lamaaseh said, I don't really know how to go about doing it. I'm being honest. I don't, because there's so much today, what you called a second ago, everyone does everything. That's exactly what's happening.
What's the Kavana? Is his intent to, if a Bar Kapara says, Taweva Tobin in
the Let me ask you a question. This is an issue that's in my life for the last 50 years of my life. I have young men I teach have massive shaggy hair. Massive.
Massive?
Amounts of shaggy hair on their head. I mean, I'm talking about the...
Dreadlocks.
Gazier? No, okay.
Afro.
One could argue, I'm not talking about afros. I'm talking about the Gidol Sar. Does that, would you say that's something that characterizes women? Is that called a womanly or feminine kind of thing? So therefore, if a person, whether it's awesome or not, term, but assuming that's a feminine thing. Okay, whatever you, whichever you consider to be what women do. I'm asking, if you see that there are situations where men wear long hair, shaggy hair, so then, as I said, what's the minhag hamedina? I don't think it's so clear whether the minhag hamedina, and as I said, I thought always, I asked this question also to Abba Andrichstein. I wanted to know what the criterion is. He had a suffix. Whether the criterion in this Shulchan Aruch and Rambam is number one, kol ha'olam kulo. That's one possibility. The second possibility, he thought maybe the criterion is dafkan eretz as well. And the third criterion is shomer Torah mitzvos. He had three issues. This I discussed it with him years ago, decades ago, this question. When I learned Siman Ayin Hei, Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, so when I was involved in several institutions, so I asked him these questions. I had to write down Klalei code of Tzniut for all these institutions, both for a women's institution, MMY, and also for the yeshivas that I'm involved in. They're very complicated. So then he told me he had a more fundamental issue, maybe I'll get to it in a second. He discussed with the issue of tefillin. Chatzitza regarding tefillin, some of mamish shaggy, very, I'm not talking about afros or ponytails, it's a huge amount of hair. I'll mention that to you. I looked up just before this morning, I was looking into that issue also. That's a famous, chatzitza tefillin is actually discussed by Sugi and Zvochim, the Gemara and Daf Yutes. The Gemara talks about, there's talking about between Big de Kahuna and the Guf. That's what the Gemara is discussing there. The Gemara is Sakasha, Tfilin, Mao Sheh Chotzo, talking about the Kohanim. Should that be a Chatzitza? And the Gemara says, Tfilin Chotzo, so that's how the Gemara is Kovea La Locha. Tfilin is a Chatzitza, Tfilin Sheyah, Tfilin Sherosh, and the Gemara in Erechin, that's what the Gemara says, I think in the beginning of Erechin, I didn't look it up, but the Gemara says, the beginning of Erechin, I think on Daf Gimel, the Gemara said that the Kohanim, Bavodasam, Apater, from Tfilin Sheyah, because they are Chotzets, Ben Abegel Ben Aguf. So therefore, that's a tour of Kohanim for Tefillin Shayad. They still have the Tefillin Shavosh because that's possible to put on the Tefillin Shavosh without a Chatzitza. That's Muchvach. It's not Muchvach to have a Chatzitza. And also, the Kiyam HaMitzvah Tefillin Shavosh is not totally on the Kiyam HaMitzvah Tefillin Shayad. Namely, if a person, Chas V'Sholom, is lacking a hand, Achmanu L'Tzlan, or something along those lines. I mean, again, we know that, but the problem is that the Pasuk said that the big day, Vidikahuna have to be Yilbash al-Bisaro. So this is an issue. There's a lot of discussion about this. Again, by Big De Kahuna, I think there's a Rashba in the Tshuva. I didn't look it up again, but there's a Rashba in the Tshuva. He says that it's a separate din by Big De Kahuna, because there it says, Yilbash HaBasar. It has to be Tzamud L'Bsaro. Namely, the Begodim have to be connected to his flesh. So Tefillin would be a Chatzitza, but let's say in general. And so this is what the Mishnah Berurah talks about regarding the main issue today is the issue of Tefillin Shavosh. People have shaggy hair. What do I do with a young man who comes to the yeshiva with a massive shaggy hair? So there are those who contend, ask him to leave the yeshiva or take a haircut or leave the yeshiva. I am not of that ilk. So
doesn't sound like they're impure.
What was that?
Does not sound like they're impure.
Does not sound like, I mean, those people.
Yeah, people are talking.
They have no choice but to be in Kiruv. That's what they, it's all about today. It's all Kiruv. Kiruv Korim, Kiruv Krovim, Kiruv Rechokim, whatever you want to say. But the fact of the matter is that the Pasuk says, Ukshartem Laos Al Yodecha. Okay, so therefore, it would seem that Tefillin Shayad, there's no issue of Chatzitza. No issue whatsoever. Now the only question is, what about Tefillin Shavosh? Because here the problem is that it says, so now that's the question. Maybe a chatzitza regarding Tefillin Shavosh would be a problem as far as the this came of the pasuk. I think the Rashba writes in the Tshuva again. I'm now trying for my memory. I think he writes in the Tshuva that there's no problem by Tefillin Shavosh, a problem of chatzitza. But still, he says what he says la halacha, not la maaseh, because I think we're machmir. So you shouldn't stop being mako. Let's say a person has, there's a guy who came to the yeshiva many years ago. He wore like this, he wore all the time this very thin hat. That's what he wore all day. So can he put the tefillin on top of this kovadak? Can he wear tefillin on top of that? I think the Rashba says, la locha, he can put on tefillin shavosh on top of that. That's not called a chatzitza. That's a bit of a chiddush. Would you not say so? Others are cholik on the Rashba. Others say no. There is a problem of chatzitza by tefillin. They even tie. I think the Rosh over there, Menachos, claims the problem of chatzitza even by tefillin shel yad. Even by tefillin shel yad, there's a problem of chatzitza. He's talking about both gemaras that I mentioned in Zvachim and Daf Yutes and Erech and Daf Gimel. He's discussing both gemaras that Gemara says there's no chiyuv of hanachas tefillin to kohanim b'shas avodasa. But the Gemara doesn't say you should put the tefillin on the begodim and prevent the chatzitza. Where does it say such a notion? It's a very far-fetched, seemingly far-reaching kind of notion. I mean, one could argue against the Rosh. Maybe that one could distinguish, as I said, between Big De Kahuna. Big De Kahuna, seven halachas, as I said before. Like Yilbash al-Basara. Big De Kahuna have to be worn literally without a chatzitza. It's like the feet of the Kohanim have to be attached to the floor, the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they don't wear any kind of foot gear. So maybe there's a chilah between that and the issue of tefillin. By the way, if you look in where is it? Simcha of Zayin. In Shulchan Aruch, he writes over there, like the Rosh, there's a problem of chatzitza, ben tefillin sheyad, ben tefillin sherosh. But I don't exactly know, as I said, how much hair would be the shear. I mean, what's the shear of hair regarding tefillin sherosh that I should already tell the fellow? So what I do is I tell them to trim the hair in front, where they can put the tefillin sherosh on in the proper kind of way. Others don't agree with me. Others claim that this is a... Again, I'm dealing with people who are not, shall we say, at this point, B'nai Torah. So we want to, and that's Mr. Hashem, we want to be Mekarid and to become B'nai Torah. And so I don't think we should be Merachik them under any circumstances. Okay, I'm just where I come from. I come from a different place. What can I do? Anyway, so the... I'll go back over here. So just going back to this issue for a second, if I can, in Lo Yilbah. So I'm asking on this Rambam. According to the Rambam in Halacha Yud, that even Levisha Shatachshir is also, I assume it's based on Levaza B'Yankov, based on the Gemara that we have our Girsa. So the Halacha, he holds, he does not ask him in HaTorah, Havar Asabi Sashach B'Sa'erva, number one. And number two, as I said, the way the Netziv presents it, and the way I heard from Rabbi Lichtenstein, that he had a Sofek, of course Yeshu Yisrachek, of course one should try to distance oneself. But he wasn't convinced, I was convinced, and Rabbi Nevesol told me Mitzvah Mefureshet that only the Shom Mitzvah Mitzvah are the criteria. Only then. There's no other criteria. You don't judge by people in the world at large, and you don't judge only by people in Eretz Yisrael. But my understanding is that Shomer Torah Mitzvah, wherever they are, that's a good. Now, the Rambam, it's not so clear. I don't know if you think it's so clear in the Rambam. No. Or the Shulchan Aruch, I don't think it's clear at all. I think it seems to be perhaps what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein suggested, a universal kind of thing as opposed to being something which is necessarily particularistic to, let's say, Shomer Torah Mitzvah. It's not clear at all. But that's somehow my, that's Rabbi Nevinson's assumption. That's what he told me regarding stockings and the like. Hasistu Yerushalayim Hem Shekovim. So I said, well, me you're gaining at our sisterhood. So he starts laughing, Rabbi Nevinson. He said, he only said that because I'm an American and sisterhood and all those kinds of things, et cetera, et cetera. But he himself, you can see, also had, that, there's another issue since you're already starting up with me. And this is the issue of the hair issue. Is this a violation of Chukosein Lo Seilechu? I have the wrong Rambam. The Rambam should be in Perkei Aleph. What?
It's never for religious purposes of making a point.
No, the Chukosein Lo Seilechu, the problem is that, what's that pasuk teaching us? So the Rambam writes in Perkei Aleph of Avodah Zarah, I don't have his lashon in front of me now, but you can't follow the Chukim, the Nimusei Akum. You can't follow their Nimusim, let's say, Tiat Riotaot, Vekarkisot, whatever those things are. The Romans had circuses and amphitheaters. I don't think we have necessarily those things, per se. But the Rambam, when he brings the halacha in Perkei Aleph, the previous parak, he quotes not wearing lobe malbush, velo besar. Rambam mentioned specifically sar. So that's what you said before. What afros? I don't even know what that is. But or they have in my days. I went once to raise money for the yeshiva because we had a balabas who was involved in hip hop. You know what that is? Hip hop. So a very chashuv balabas, a frum guy in Kaveitim Batorah. So he owned hip hop, and he sent one of his children to our yeshiva. So I went to him to raise money, but he gave me a nice sum of money. So he wanted to give me a tour of the hip-hop place in Manhattan. Vez Mia. I don't think I've ever been in such a place in my entire life. Besides the clothing, very, very baggy clothing, and they have this, they wear these, in their hair, these, I don't know how to describe it. These massive combs, these massive onion combs. They have massive amounts of hair, and I guess the combs keep it in place. I'm not sure exactly what the... What? Yeah, I assume it's for Kishur. I assume so. But the question is that called Malbush HaMiyuchadayim? Is that called Lo Yigado Tzitzis Rosha? Is that considered to be an extra measure? I mean, what's called, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Tefillin, the Din of Blurit. That's what Mishnah Berurah quotes. How do you define that? Well, they used to call, Rabbeim used to call a chup. A chup in front, and that's they considered to be inappropriate. There's a long chup of the Marik. He's the one who writes the chuba on this topic, and according to him, that the Isser is doing something that the Goyim do Mishim Chok. If it's for them, a Chok. Chok means the way Tosfos writes now, but the Zohar Daf Yud Aleph, Davar She'en Lo Shum Toilet, Davar Shu B'chinam. I'll give you the example that here they like to quote people in the Haredi world. When they have the siren on Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut, Chukos Em Lo Sedechu, that's Chukos Akum. En Lo Shum Keshet Chukos Akum Ki Huze. They are doing it for simply, they want people to be aware, to have prescience of the fact that people gave their lives to establish the country, and they want also, in a similar kind of fashion, to do to on the other day, a similar kind of fashion. Again, people who during the Shoah, and also people here who gave their lives for the country, that's not davar she'bechinam, mazeh bechinam. I'm not saying you're mechuyah to stand and stop your car. I think you should stop your car. That's what I do. If I'm driving, I stop my car and I get out and stand up. And if you want to go over Ashitas Ramam, fine, do that. If you want to say Tillim, say Tillim. But to go and engage in right away say this with Kosem Lo Seilechu, that's not in sync with the Tzitzis of the Zorah Bichlal. What? But you don't matter. Say whatever you want to say. You can say whatever you like. I'm just saying that. Again, the question: how you define? You have to look in Kufayin Ches. In I think it's Kufayin Ches. Which this one is where? It's Kuf Pei Beis. In Kufayin Ches in Yerodea, he deals with this a siman on Mechukosayim Lo Seilechu. So the Mechaber there also talks about that it's not so clear, but we have to know. It has to be a chok, correct? And I don't know exactly how to define any of these things. If I can give you some of the examples in our country here in the state of Israel, it's just amazing what people interpret. Whatever they don't like becomes a chukosem lo seilechu. Automatically is asur mitzad chukosem. It's not so pashut at all. What? No, okay, but kedoshim seder. I'm not denying the value of either kedoshim tiyu or the other. Again, chukosem lo seilechu, but it has to be defined much more precisely, with much greater precision. And the Ma'arik says, his argument is that dafka, as I said, something which is the guy made into a chok. It has to be something they made into a chok. I'm not sure exactly.
It was made into a chok, which means not just it happened to be like that social norm.
Right, that's right. And not a social norm. It means davash ain't lo to elit in your nit kosher. Has no value whatsoever. If it's preaches, I understand. If I desire, I understand. But when it says b'chinam, anything I don't like is called b'chinam. That's called b'chukasem lo selecho. I mean, so that's what some hold, that the gidol sar is called b'chukasem lo selecho.
But that's not social. It's not social, like a fashion or whatever you call. That's
cool. But only if it's kosher tabi the zara. If it's kosher to, let's say, to sartorial style, this is the fashion, this is the ofna. That's not b'chuk zem. People like to dress in style. What's the problem with that?
So what does it mean? The
chok stam.
It's not stam.
The way Tosi writes it, naseh below shum tam hegyoni. Okay, I don't know how to define that. There's no reason. There's no basis for it. Now, you called it mafien tarbuti. Something along. I'm not sure what that is. I can't even tell you what that is, honestly.
A person wants to look like a guy, that's not
I mean, he said it before, where it's derech shachatz v'gava. If it's done derech shachtzanut, but I don't know how to define these things. That's where the poskim use this terminology. The Shulchan is cholik on the Ma'arik. He said it has to be dafka l'shem chok. That's when it's also. And the Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't write like that. Kufayin Ches, he writes that doesn't make a difference what the non-Jew essentially does, whether they see it as a chok or whether they see it simply as something that has for them, whatever, to elit. But again, if there's some to elit, there's no isa. Again, and the to elit might be, as I said, if it's a stylish thing, I don't see the issue. I don't see the issue b'chol. Someone dresses the way the non-Jewish world dresses, so I don't think he's over on any isa. What's the isa? In terms of I'm asking, chukasem lo selecha. I mean, so many things people apply this chukasem lo selecha to, it's just almost no end to the entire discussion. I don't see it as being so clearly chukasem lo selecha. I mean, the Gemara has, maybe that's what you're referring to, the Sanal. The Gemara has twice in Shas, and the Dharma does here. And we had it here in the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara, the story with Shimon HaTzadik. Miyomai lo achalti oshim nazir tomei. The Gemara there quotes that once Nazir came at Adar and he saw that he was at Narcissus complex. That's how Ravan used to term that Gemara. Narcissus complex. He saw that he was Kvutzosav Sdurodlo Taltalim. Very, very beautiful hairdo and all arranged and very plated in a very nice way. P-L-A-R-T-E-D. And then Emati Labini, Lama Ra'ita Lahashrit Et Sarcha Na'eh. Why do you want to go and destroy that Tsar? So he said, I forgot the Lashon of the Gemara there. I was a shepherd to my father, and then halachti lemalod ma'in melamayan mistakalti. I looked in my reflection, and as a result, upachaz alayitzve bikishu tordani min olam. Something along those lines. He wanted to somehow taken by himself by his beauty. So he says, Russia, lamatamit gaya ba'olam sheno shecha. What are you getting? Becoming a balgaiva? Something that's not yours. That's not within your purview. You're going to be Rima V'Toleya. So he took upon himself a neder, Shagalacha Chol HaShemayim. That's what he becomes, actually, a Nazir. So it said, Noshakti V'Arosho, he went and kissed him, and Kamocha Yirbu Nozven Nizirot Yisrael. That's a good kind of thing. That's what you're referring to, of the Kedoshim Tiyu you mentioned earlier. Again, we know that Chazal, for example. Okay, now I'm just... V'hu Nar, as B'nai Bilav, as B'nai Zilpa Nishayov. So Rashi says, Ose Masa Narut. Masalsa Basaro, and that's what Rashi quotes right over there. So clearly Chazal take him to task. And any kind of, so what does that mean? A person can't go to a male. People ask me this. They go to beauticians, males.
I'm not shocked anymore. That's okay.
Talmidim. I don't know if I can call them Talmidim in my mind, but the people who happen to be in my yeshiva, I don't really teach them. They're usually from Shana Aleph. I don't teach those people. But anyway, I do actually. It's not true. I do teach them. And I am shmooze with them. But you know, all this tipuach, whatever you want to call it, yofi, gufani, that's what's going on. Is that considered to be a violation of all this? I don't think so. Again, okay, I'm just telling you, but Chazal take Yosef to task for this. Okay, I want to go back to this, to my issue over here. I have on the first the pages here, I'm going to show you a number of issues that come up that the Puss can bring down. He quotes it. This is a Sefer, which has a collection of Midrash Halacha. And I see he brings all the issues on page number 1, 2, 3. No, not 1, 2. Yeah, there's one too, sorry. On page number 1, 2, and 3 of this handout. So take a look, starting at the beginning, page number 1. He starts, Beged Noi. You see that? The Data Rabbim, he quotes here, because this is the issue of, as we know, the Gemara Shabbos, that can a man go ahead and pull out white hairs and a woman the other way around? So that's a Shiloh, Le'ilash Geras in Basisha. So he says here, Beged Noi, the Data Rabbim, in Alav El Belavisha, Beged Sheishba Unyan Shok Kishut. Shari Simla, Beged Chashuv, Hasud Kishut. And quote Sefer Mitzvahs. Take a look at the Sefer Mitzvahs. That also I Xerox here on page number. What? I'll get to that, but I'll come back in a second. But look at page, what was that? It's a Sefer of a collection of Midrashi Halacha on Chumash. It's 5 volumes. Someone gave it to me in Matana, so I finally used it. So on page number 7, look at the way the Rambam defines this in Mitzvah Mem. Everyone see it on page 7? Mitzvah Mem, he writes, Hizharnu mi kashet anashim b'takshiti anashim. Bu amaro, lo yibash geves im asisha. V'choladim sheit kashet kein, Olavash mashu mefursam b'mokom ahu shu tachshin miyuchad v'noshim loke. So Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein cited this Rama. Mashu mefursam b'mokom ahu doesn't sound like Shomei Torah mitzvahs. That's what he told me from this Rama. See, it applies universally. Rav Nevesol did not interpret this. I showed this Rav Nevesol. He said, no, b'mokom ahu means in the Jewish community. Okay, I see b'mokom for chiluk odeo pips. Although the mechaber sounds more like what Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein told me. I go further. He says here, "V'dash ezos ha'pula klomer hayot hanashim mitkashot b'tachshiti hanashim hanashim mitkashim pa'amim yasu lo'ore ha'teva lomer k'mo shehu mevuah b'sferim mechubarim l'ze." What does Rambam mean by that? What does he mean by that? What? Zima, I'm sorry. Lo'ore ha'zima, excuse me. That's what I meant. Lo'ore l'zima. Lo'ore ha'teva l'zima. I mean, it's clearly for that purpose of promiscuity. Then he goes further. V'abi mashiyusam b'tnai b'asiyah k'tzat ha'talisma, talisman. You know, people have these talisman. How do you translate a talisman? Talisman is a an amulet of sorts. It's a kind of amulet that people have all kinds of things that they do. They do, you know, my grandmother, Alea Shalom, I used to go to Portland, Maine when I was a kid, 2 years old. My mother took me there in the summer. My grandmother lived there. She's from Litta, from Vilna. She used to put in my pocket... not Kameya. She tied on my fingers right to Bindalach, all these red strings, before I went out to avoid my being harmed by the Eitz Hara. And in my pocket, I had pounds of salt. It was heavier than I was. I could barely walk in the street. I was so weighted down. So years later, I told, shouldn't have told it to my mother, Shalom. I thought it's probably borders now, but a Zara, this kind of stuff. And I'm not into any of these things. But that's what she did to avoid my being harmed. Okay, but the Rambam, the way he defines it, there are two things in the Rambam. One is, he tells you, the labor of Yubash Geber has to be where a person takes Tachshitei Nashim, a Geber, and vice versa. And number two, the way Rav Aaron Lichtenstein interpreted, Mefursim B'mokom Ahu. Has to be something universally which is associated. And again, today, I think it's very difficult. Going back to now, page number 1. So here, again, Beged Donoi, he quotes here, the way he understands the Rambam, he quotes this Rambam, and if you wear something which is Mefusam b'makom ahu, Tashim yichad anashim, that's asa. Now, what would that mean today? There are men who wear, again, those rings, bracelets, all kinds of things wedding people bands. Wear. What? Even wedding from bands. People, from people wedding wear. Bands. Wedding bands, I could say there are people... yeah, not just wedding bands. I'm talking about other things that you probably don't travel in those circles. I travel in a lot of circles, and I'm able to connect with a lot of people, and I don't necessarily delegitimize someone because of all this. And okay, so he goes further. According to the Chinuch, he says, Kol sug malbusha miyuad anashim, even if it's not a tachshit, it's also. Because the akelim hamyuchad megami, that's the lashon of the Chinuch. Chinuch speaks about lab dafka, what is called kishutim or tachshitim, but rather any garment. Again, as I said, it's hard to define today since we have so many unisex types of garb. Okay, next page. You look at page number 2. He goes further. There are people on machmir not to look in mirrors. I think that's a rare quality. However, there are tamid chachamim quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And after you take a look in the, you have the Shulchan Aruch here. You'll see he quotes this on page number. Yes, page number 10. Look in above. Page 10. Yeah, yeah, we're trying to bring it. So he quotes here, V'chein asur l'ish nistakel b'mara. The last line in the Mechaber on page number 10. Not to look in the mara, not to look in the mirror. So he discusses this here on page number 2. And we pass in l'alocha, not like that. There's no isim mitzado yilbash. And again, he quotes here a whole slew of Rishonim, the Ran, the Ritva, regarding Rabbi Kibbeg, and quotes a position. And then the question is, why should Minin HaMakom affect something which may be an Iser Min HaTorah? Because he quotes the Tesis, Adav Chavtes and Abba Zara, why can't you look in the Mara? Because the Iser Lo Yilbash. And Tesis, that's how Tosa understood it. Now the question is, but the Minin HaMakom is not like that. Assuming it's Lo Yilbash, why should that be Lo Yilbash? Only women look in mirrors. And there are people who want to, even men who want to appear in a nice, exquisite kind of way. And there's no, again, but etzem, b'ofen ekroni, and he writes further on the second side of the page, from Shiragon, ha'idin eshbat tzad heter, atam, regilim lahavir, anashim and hashim. So therefore, the issue of le'il bash would no longer be necessarily relevant. He quotes the Vilna Gaon as well, in Yerodea, kufnun vav, tzcholik an Iran. And again, the question, and next, marot ha'tzovot, this I discussed in a shiur I gave a week ago, on Thursday night. Marot HaTzavot, the Rashi quotes, that women used, so that sounds like that this is something which, you know, someone asked me this morning, someone shows me an Aron Kodesh, nothing to do with this, but he shows me an Aron Kodesh, which is Chuchit, and you could, the Sifrei Torah, you could see, right, just the cover, there's no cover like this, no parochet, and no wooden wall, no wooden doors, it's Chuchit. He asked me, is that permissible? He's donating it to a shul. So I said, you already built it? Yes. Why? I like it. Because one of his Sifrei Torah is also, he donated. He donated his chuchit to the shul. So he asked me two questions.
So what was the question?
Is this the way to build an Aron Kodesh?
After he built it,
I told him, Kvod Elokim Hasir Dover, Kli B'Tol Kli B'Tol Kli B'Tol Kli, on the spot is what I told him. That's what we do. That's we have the parochet, and then the doors, and the Sefer Torah with the mantle on it, so it's Kli B'Tol Kli B'Tol Kli B'Tol Kli, Kvod Elokim Hasir Dover. I don't think it's appropriate. Number two, then he asked me, but what about Mitzad? You're not supposed to daven towards a mirror. Is that, and that mamish is, he showed me the pictures, that mamish is literally a mirror. You can see yourself, a massive Aron Kodesh, a massive schuchit. I asked, why did you not ask the questions before you went ahead and built it? He liked it so much, so he spent tens of thousands of shekels on this item. He said, what should I do with it? I said, put a parochet on top of it. A nice parochet. Put a nice parochet on top of it, and your problem is solved. And on the bottom, he writes on page 2, Tamruke Nashim. Tamrukim, that's a pasuk in the Megillah. So that's something which is dafka. On page 3, it goes further here. The Chinuch says, Hafrada Mukhletet Ben Ish V'Isha. And it connects to this pasuk. The Gemara that we just had about Lashevet Ben HaGvarim V'Hu Yoshev Ben HaNashim. No. Okay, this is another well-known issue. It depends on which circles you travel in. Maybe if you're a member of the Satmar community, perhaps then you're very, very machmir. Even the Mechitza should be Atchmei Shamayim. That's what the Satmar Rav writes, and you shouldn't see anyone of the other gender. That's not how we generally assume. We means Rabbi Feinstein. What was that?
Standing on the bus.
Okay, that's even a better example. Going and standing on a bus. Halacha l'maisa. There's no Issa B'davar. Rabbi Shimon even has a famous tshuva discussing L'Sikva with the Galus Erba on the bus across the Shach and Yerodeh. And there's no issue because only Kurva, which is the Shem Chiba, that's not the Shem Chiba. You're there, unfortunately, it's Safuf in whatever situation you're in. And also in Hafradab in the Shem Gvarim. Okay, then he goes further. Gabi Tanim. He quotes Maestro Kriya Kosa Rambam. Tinoko de Famim. This is Nogia, of course, the last page of this handout, which is the issue of Tachposot on Purim. So yeah, at the last page here, on page 11, I refer to that issue. It's a famous issue. People going around the Tachposot. Basically, what the Poskim say today, as long as it's still Nikar, the gender of the person is still Nikar, it's Muta. It's not considered to be a problem on Purim.
It's a man dressing
up. Yeah, you can tell it's a man, you can tell it's a woman. It's not so complicated. So here also, and now if you go on page 3, he discusses the other issues that I referred to, Isha B'Klei Zayin and Isha B'Tfilin, And okay, so these are some of the relevant issues. I just want to finish with Rabbeinu Bachaye on page number 5 and 6. So here he comments on this pasuk that we mentioned. Lo yek legev al yisha. He writes, "Mana katu klei zaymin ha yisha, kidei shlo tzeitzela milchama v'yesi ba liznut v'cheino ish." Im yilbash simlat isha bishitarim manashim kol zeh tovat Hashem v'chedoshu chazal ki tovat Hashem. So now he's quoting actually Rashi. Dover hamebili de toeva u'min hakatzu bazel lomdu chazal m'pi hashmua shasu lo l'adam litkashet b'kishut hamiyuchad lohen kigon lirot b'mara v'chayotzibo v'u'echa m'shosha advarim shehutzu chachamim lahatir l'beis rebi. Because of Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi in Shabbos, about the Beis Rebbe, they had to do all kinds of things because they were involved with the government. So they had to appear in a nice kind of way and look in mirrors and all kinds of other things, certain kind of haircut. Gemara speaks about Alasa, the son-in-law of Rebbe. He was the mumche in this area. So he goes further, Rabbeinu Chaya, on top of page 6. Ushma min asher asu l'sha b'nei adam she'estaku b'ma'aral fi shuki shutei nashim elam ken haya sofer she'itiru lo l'estakel kedei l'chazek I think today, again, we don't assume like this. We assume that it's mutter for everyone. This is also a well-known Gemara, where the Gemara actually comments in Masech Shabbos. The Gemara says, this issue, by the way, people ask me this issue. They want men who are older want to dye their hair. So they dye their hair black, completely. There are people who are 65 years old. They dyed their hair black. So is that considered to be a violation of this Gemara? The question, what the reasons are, what exactly is behind it? So that's really what their issue is not Lil Bashgeber. I don't think that per se is the issue. One might argue, but that's not what they tell me. No, they want to appear to be young. It gives them psychologically a good feeling, etc., etc. The same Ramesh has true is about cosmetic surgery, all types of cosmetic surgery that people do. Some of it sometimes is wild, but a lot of it has to do with psychological state of mind of the individual. So he says he also, Odor Shechazal, I want to mention this. The Mefarish here raises an issue on the New Testament album, and the Rabbi Nechai also talks about it. Why did Yael, Eshet Chevra Akeni, when she killed Sisra, she killed him with the Ateid, as opposed to with a Sakin? So the Mefarish here is worried about that problem. Take a look at the Mefarish here. And he says it pretty explicitly. And this is the Rabbi Kiveg, and Gun HaShas comments on that as well. Yadala yate tishlachna, chenu betargum. And the reason is because what Tesis also points out at the bottom here about taking a haircut with a mirror. But the issue is, namely, a woman utilizing weaponry and the like, both the Mefarish and the
Jewish.
Targum. What?
She was Jewish.
First question.
Okay, this needs more attention. There's a whole discussion about that as well. What was that? No, he discussed it here also. But I'm talking the sheets that I gave out. I'm just saying, so this is, again, there are a lot of issues here, but a lot of the issues today have been, to a certain extent, I would say somewhat blunted because of the nature of society that we live in, because of the nature of how people dress and what they wear and what their kavanos are, as you mentioned earlier. So I don't think it's such a open and shut case, you know, in terms of telling that this one you're over this lav, you're over that lav. I'm not so quick to tell people that over lavim, nor am I quick in general to tell people that over any surim. I would like to first have a connection with them, and over a period of 30 years or whatever it may be, and hopefully mitzvah Hashem be mashpia on them in the right direction.
There's a famous issue with a hat. Wearing a hat.
Who wearing a hat? A male.
Yeah. The minhag of wearing a hat in general.
So that's a minhag amokum, and many places where they don't have such a